And Eddie, first of all, the first Bournemouth team ever to get anything at Anfield. How does that sound?
Yeah, it's a really nice thing to achieve. One of the most historic clubs, grounds. Certainly when I was growing up, they were winning everything in the 80s. So to come here and get something in the Premier League with Bournemouth is, you know, you still have to appreciate that. It's, although we've been in the league now for nearly two seasons, it's still a tremendous achievement by the players tonight.
Be honest, did you see it coming in the second half?
I hope to see if we can stay in the game. I always believe if you stay in games long enough that there will always be a chance for you towards the end of a game, naturally, and we've had it against ourselves at times, and it went for us tonight. I thought it was a different kind of performance that would be our trademark. We didn't play the outstanding football that we like to do, but I think coming here to be too expansive would have been very dangerous. So we decided to be a little bit more conservative with our game plan. We were a little bit wasteful with possession, so certainly that's something to look at. But no, the lads carried out the game plan superbly, and in the end, I think when you come to Anfield and you restrict their chances like we did to long shots, they didn't really cause us too many problems, despite the fact we conceded two goals. I was very pleased.
I guess it's not a bad trait to have in your team to be able to frustrate opposition when you need to.
I think you need to be versatile, and I think there has been a criticism of the season. It's probably levelled at me: is you try to play to the ideals every week, and you know, sometimes I think you have to respect the opposition. I thought we did that tonight, and just tweak things slightly and be versatile and have another way of playing. I've got no problems. I've always said we always tweak for certain games, and that's what we did tonight.
You look at the goals that have gone in your favour tonight. You capitalise on a mistake, the sort of mistakes you made in the past, but tonight this one goes in your favour, and even at the end a couple of ricochets somewhere and it falls for Joshua King, and he makes no mistake.
I think that's the game of football. I think every team makes mistakes at some stage or another during the season, and sometimes you get a kind run of the ball, sometimes you don't. We went through a spell 2 months ago where the ball was running so badly for us that we were getting punished at every turn. Thankfully that seems to have turned for us, and that's 5 unbeaten, which in this league with the calibre of teams we're playing is a great achievement.
And you're working out that 3 of those 5 have been at Manchester United, Southampton and Liverpool. That's not a bad little hat-trick of away performances.
Yeah, despite the fact we haven't won any of those games, I think we've been excellent defensively, and that's been the big turnaround, I think, from a couple of months ago, and full credit to the players for that, because that's a lot of hard work and a mentality shift, which is probably the biggest thing, to try and get us to really focus on that discipline.
And again, are these the sort of games that maybe earlier in the season when you're in a different frame of mind you might not have come back from when you go behind?
I don't think that's ever been a criticism of us, that we've, when we're behind, that we don't fight and we don't have the spirit to come back. So no, I just think it's the platform we gave ourselves today to stay in the game. And of course we were slightly fortunate with the goal that they gave us, but it was still well finished by Bennett. He had a lot to do, and so did Josh with his. So good signs that our two strikers are in form.
I was going to say, anybody will be buying a ticket for Bournemouth-Liverpool next season, because there's been late drama in both this season.
Yeah, Liverpool feel frustrated, I'm sure, by the results against us. From our side, I think this is an historic moment for the club, that we've come to Anfield and got points, and we beat them at their place. But what I will say is I respect Liverpool immensely, the team, the manager that they have. It was an interesting battle today tactically, because they changed at half time, and I find all those things very interesting, and got a lot of respect for their manager, as I said, and I think they'll go a long way in the future.
No rest for the wicked, and the small matter of Chelsea turning up in a couple of days.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier, does it? You know, now we face the league leaders, and that will be another totally different test tactically, but one that we can relish after tonight.
Just update us on Dan Gosling, first of all. He wasn't here tonight.
Yeah, Dan just got a kick. We hope it's nothing serious, so he was unavailable tonight. And you know, the two centre midfielders I thought that played today were excellent.
With Andrew Sermon missing as well, is that a concern, the depth in central midfield?
Currently, as we stand, yeah, we're going to miss the two boys that are injured, and that goes without saying. I think they've been outstanding for us this season. But we have Lewis Cook on the bench tonight, and it's someone who we value very highly, so we're not too bad.